to let a little of the tape run at the beginning to get started. This is Julie Hafley interviewing Adeline Breeskin at the National Collection of Fine Arts. Today is June 20th, 1979, and we're here in the Finley Conference Room at the NCFA. Mrs. Breeskin, I've reread the Avis Berman interviews, and she seems to have done a pretty thorough job of your career in Baltimore. So what I'd like to do today is first ask some general questions about your childhood and the years you spent in Baltimore, and then perhaps concentrate on the time since you've come to Washington, which is must be going on 20 years now, isn't it?
Hard to believe, but it's true.
So, just as a way of some general background, I wonder if you could tell me what you recall about growing up in Baltimore, what that was like for you.
I had a very pleasant childhood in a big family, which I think in itself is very educational. I had five sisters and a half brother. And my mother was of a background in music mostly. She was a concert pianist until she was married, a pupil of Teresa Carreño, who was one of the South American prima donnas. And when my mother married my father, Teresa Carreño gave her as a wedding present a beautiful Steinway grand that she had used in concertizing. So that was part of our household as I grew up, and I was usually put to sleep at night by hearing her play the piano, which is quite lovely. Well, she was very well trained, and that was, I think, a special treat that I had during, as I grew up, hearing music a great deal.
Did you take piano lessons yourself?
Yes.
Did she teach you at all, or did you take from
No, I took from someone else. But she died when I was 11. And that was terrible. She died of typhoid fever, contracted at our best department store in Baltimore. She was doing Christmas shopping for her six little girls, and went to the soda fountain to just get a soda for lunch, and they found that the unclean conditions there had caused three different deaths, of which one was my mother. Terrible. And her youngest child had been born in September, and this was the following Christmas. And she was very strong, but having contracted this typhoid, she finally succumbed to it by the end of January. You know, she tried very hard to overcome it, couldn't. And I think the fact that, you know, she was just recuperating from having had six-year-old girl born, that made it more difficult for her. But anyway, her mother came to stay with us then for 2 years, and then my father decided that he had to find a mother for these little children.